We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever found yourself in a situation that you knew you had no business in? Have you ever been punished knowing you'd done nothing wrong? Have you ever been the target of a jealous plot? Have you ever been accused of something you and everyone else involved knew you had not done? Have you ever been the blunt of the joke? When you decided to serve God continually, the enemy decided to come against you. How many of you know that God will allow it to be to fulfill his purpose in your life? How many of you know that God will allow it to be to fulfill his desired will? God loves you so much that he will allow others to come against you or set you up for failure to show that the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. God will allow others to set you up in order to show himself omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. God will allow you to be put in situations only to deliver you in a supernatural way so the world would know you belong to him. What are you going through today and you don't understand how you got there? What are you going through today that you know for a fact that you have done nothing to deserve it, nothing to provoke it, and nothing to warrant an all-out assault on your character? In Daniel chapter 6, Daniel was in the same position you might feel you're in. He did nothing to deserve being set up for a fall. Daniel had not done anything but be a faithful servant of God. Daniel loved God above everything. And in Daniel chapter 6, verse 3, here is what was written according to Daniel. Then Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. King Darius had set 120 satraps over the whole kingdom. And over these, he set three governors of whom Daniel was one. The satraps and the other two governors hated Daniel because he had an excellent spirit in him and he did his job. They tricked the king to set a royal statute that whoever petitioned God or man for 30 days except the king would be thrown into the lion's den. The trap was set and they waited to catch Daniel praying as he did each day. These men assembled and found Daniel praying and they went to the king who could not go back on his word. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den as a result. The king felt terrible about what he had done. Daniel spent the night in the lion's den without being harmed because the God he prayed to each day delivered him by shutting the lion's mouth. God has a plan to deliver you today out of the lion's den you have been placed in. God, because he loves you, will not allow you to be harmed by anything or anyone's lies. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what lion's den you are in. I don't know who lied on you. I don't know who set you up for a fall. But here is what I do know. Your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement. It's a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.